In fact, Dean Dempsey came to my Debs, God bless him. I wore a black dress.
Talk.
Imagine, they wouldn't take a photograph.
Were you a guy?
Yes.
Now, against the background of the Irish Times poll telling us that some 43% of the electorate would like a return of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael in some kind of combination, as against 29% that would like Sinn Féin to lead any government, 171 independent candidates will also have their names on the ballot paper on Friday. Many will actually be competitive for seats in the 43 constituencies across the country. But what's it like for an independent out on the campaign trail? Our chief reporter, Barry White, is with me. You've been on the canvas with one candidate in Meath East.
Hi, Pat. Good morning. Yeah, so as you say there, this means that 25% of all candidates in this election are running as independent candidates. And look, there's no doubt the bigger parties like Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin fear the rise of independents in this election. Simon Harris, Micheál Martin and Mary Lou MacDonald have all at some point on the campaign trail insisted that change can only be achieved by voting for candidates that can form a government, asking people to vote for their parties and not independents. And the assumption here is that they are saying this because private polling shows that this could be a very good election for independent candidates, Pat. And one candidate hoping to win a seat is Gillian Toole. She's running in Meath East, where she's been a councillor for the past 10 years. I went out canvassing with Gillian and her team on a bitterly cold day in Rathoath. And Gillian Toole says despite having a small team and a small budget, she's hopeful of winning one of the four seats in her constituency.
Good.
Yeah.
Listen, I shall give you that.
Yeah, it's just a synopsis of the
work. So I am actually just extremely fortunate to have a group of good friends who, there could be seven of us, six or seven out on a Saturday, Monday to Friday. And bear in mind that our campaign is probably a 4.5, maybe 5 week campaign, not the 2 or 3 months that the parties have had. So Monday to Friday we could have, I think, maybe between two and five of us. Financially, I am self-funding this. I have a fraction of the budget that the parties, that the large parties have per candidate in a four-seater constituency. And I just have to keep very strictly to that. So
how much would it cost you?
Under 20,000.
It's a lot of money.
It is. It's a huge amount of money, but it's my commitment to my home county.
How big of a role do you think independents are going to play on November 29th?
I would hope that independence coming from the community base up, I hope that we do play a significant role. I think we have to refocus on what are the essentials in every community in the country. In my case, in the communities in Meath East. And there's a huge amount of common ground. There's common denominators there. It's housing, health, education, in particular special education.
You've been a councillor for quite a while now, but it's your first time to run in a general election. Why?
Frustration probably on my part, because you get to a point at the council meetings and you'll be often told by the executive X, Y or Z can't be done because of legislation.
Let's have a look. Anyway, you can count on us, that's for sure.
Next Friday from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Now, it's Gillian Toole canvassing as an independent in Meath East. So small budget, small teams, and particularly difficult, I suspect, as an independent who's running in a general election like Gillian for the very first time.
It can be, Pat. Independent candidates are up against the big party machines, so they're facing an uphill battle from the outset. If you're already an independent councillor running, that can be a huge help, as you've already got a bit of a profile locally. However, for those running as independents who have no political experience, it can be quite difficult to raise your profile. But one way of trying to do this is online and social media. But Pat, likes, shares and clicks on Facebook, Twitter and TikTok don't always transfer to actual votes. Nevertheless, one person who's hoping that he can turn his social media profile into votes is first-time general election candidate Nick Delahanty, who is running in Dublin Bay South. Some of his videos on Twitter and TikTok have amassed millions of views, and he's hoping this will win some people over. And Pat, I went along to the launch of his election campaign.
I wouldn't be able to do this, so thank you very much for I was a solicitor in the big firms in Dublin for 10 years doing corporate law, and I've decided to give that up to go into politics. And I also now, in order to be independent, you have to be financially independent. So I've set up a small business, a doggy daycare business as well, which is very enjoyable. Look, I love Ireland. I want the best for my country. And I just think that you can't stand back and let things happen. If you want to change something, you got to change it yourself. And I feel passionately about it. And had I not done it, I'd be lying awake at night thinking about doing it. So I had to get involved. And I looked at all the parties to try and see if that was a good avenue. But I just thought to myself, independent is the only way to go, because I do not want to be constrained by some party.
You're 34. You're probably part of that generation in Ireland who can't buy a home.
Yeah, I'm Generation Rent. I'm definitely part of Generation Rent. We need to build our way out of this problem. What I say to people, millennials our age, that we didn't have the Celtic Tiger. You couldn't go into Anglo-Irish Bank and just ask for a mortgage for 2 million and get 10. You know, we don't realise what we've missed, and the fact that we are paying for the mishaps of the generation ahead of us. So, like, it's time for millennials to really wake up and just realise, like, we need to sort things out.
What are your, say, three biggest issues, policies, then, as a candidate?
Yeah, so, look, everyone knows housing is the number one issue. That is without doubt. But then immigration is the number two issue, easily. And it could even rival as the number one issue, because immigration directly affects housing. And people don't want to believe that, but that is the honest truth. And then number three is crime. We have high levels of crime in Dublin City, especially the inner city. And we need a criminal justice system that works. Like, this idea of just getting suspended sentences for like violent crimes is ridiculous.
Now, I've actually noticed Nick Delahanty's posters. This is the slogan, "Make crime illegal." That's him, isn't it?
That's him, yeah. I'm sure, Pat, you're not the only one who have noticed these posters around the Dublin Bay South constituency, which, like you say, display the message, "Make crime illegal," which has turned a lot of heads and got him a lot of attention. He originally put these posters up in the local elections where he ran in the South East Inner City, where he got 374 votes, and he's using them again in his general election campaign. And Nick Delahanty, explain to me what this slogan is all about.
I'm an independent nobody. Nobody knows who I am. So I had to go out and grab attention. Make crime illegal is a tautological phrase that turns heads, but it has a serious meaning behind it. And it's that crime in Ireland is going unpunished. Just go down to the courts and you will see these suspended sentences after suspended sentences. We are not enabling the guards to do their work. There are joyriders all across the city. The guards are powerless. We need to up our standards. We need to get strict on crime at all levels and actually have consequences to criminal action.
Nick Delahanty there. Now, Barry, how many independents do you think could actually win seats on over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the count? And could they have any say in when a government is formed, based on what the Irish Times poll is suggesting? And I know you've been to a constituency where there is quite a number of high-profile independents running.
Yeah, Pat, well, that Irish Times Ipsos B&A opinion poll you mentioned, which was released yesterday, had independents on 17%. That was down -3, while a Sunday Independent Ireland Thinks opinion poll had independents on 19%. So that would mean around 30 independents in the next door. And Ivan Yates on our Calling It podcast here in News Talk has predicted that an independent candidate could be elected in every constituency across the country. He's certainly saying that they'll be in contention in every constituency anyway. Meanwhile, one constituency, Pat, where there are a number of high-profile independent candidates running is Dublin Central. You've Claire Daly, Malachy Steenson and a certain Jerry Hutch all in with the chance of getting a seat there. And I've been asking voters in Dublin Central, will they consider voting for an independent?
No, I wouldn't mind independents to the right. I don't want the left wing and top in. I think that's trouble.
Who will you be voting for Friday?
I'll be voting for Martin, the main man.
So Fianna Fáil?
Martin, yes, without a doubt.
And would you consider giving independents a vote?
Oh, I will, yeah. I'll be doing Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the rest independent down the line.
Would you consider giving Jared Hutch a vote?
Certainly not. I think he's making a laughing stock of the country. Disgrace.
Number one will be Sinn Féin, and number two or three will then be independents. I've always voted for the independents in my area because I have found them good for me personally in the past. And in regards to Sinn Féin, maybe if we put them in and they don't do what they promise, in the next election I can turn around and say, well, you didn't follow up on your promises, and that's why I'm not voting for you again.
there's one high profile independent in particular. Would you vote for him?
Is a neighbour of mine. I grew up beside him in Buckingham Street, so I'm on the fence. Always been, I grew up maybe about 3 or 4 doors away from him. He's been very respectful to us as a family, and we went through a lot. We lost our house 4 days before Christmas when we were kids, and it would have been his mum, would have been very good to my mum, who are both now passed as well. And I've seen what he has done for people when things like that have happened, when they've had a child maybe with leukemia. He's helped them out. But I also have to see the other side as well of him, and I don't know.
I think there will be a high vote for independence here, but at the same time, Mary Lou MacDonald and Pascal Donoghue will, you know, get in. After that, there could be 4 or 5 people for the remaining 2 seats. So I'd say that the Green Hurricane may be in danger of losing a seat to them, you know. Claire Daly might.
And why would you not them. Consider independence yourself?
No, I'm committed to another party, you know. So that's why I would consider independence. But they're definitely getting a lot of support. Mr. Hutch is getting some support. You can see posters in windows. You know, he's a very big extended family.
Do you think Jerry Hutch can win a seat here?
No chance.
No chance. Barry, did you meet many people who were going to support Jerry Hutch?
I actually didn't, Pat, and I was around Sheriff Street and the kind of area where he was originally from. I think maybe I met one person, and that there was a few posters on windows, but I was surprised by the amount of people told me that they wouldn't vote for him. And this was people who were saying they knew him, they liked him, but they still wouldn't vote for him. So I think maybe some of the commentators and
so
some of the people
the
saying
might
that,
be more nuanced than we suspect.
Yeah, I think some of the people who are saying that he's a chance of getting elected might end up with egg on their face.
Barry White, our chief reporter, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.